Well, there you go. You had a sneak peek at my face before we did the show's name. Hey, it's Dr. Karen Perkins, and I am so grateful that you're joining me today, and at the same time, so very, very sad. Dr. Tony Alessandro was our guest this week, and he's had an emergency come up and can't make it. We will reschedule him for another time, and because I know you're going to love him as much as I love him. And we'll go ahead and get all of that set up for you. In the meantime, though, it is very important to me to have the show anyway. And those of you who tried to tune into my other show, Karenisms, on Monday, I have had computer issues and internet issues since I've been here in Utah visiting. And they're all fixed now. So everything will flow accordingly from this point forward. But because we don't have Dr. Alessandro today, I'm going to make this a short show, but I'm going to tell one of the journeys of my life and how it's impacted me and helped me along the way. And, you know, I leave my whole life story to a very small piece, because on Karenisms, that's what we do, is we go over various stories and trainings and things, and I don't want to repeat everything that I say here or there again. That being said, again, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. Be sure and subscribe and like and make your comments. And anybody today that can comment to help me out, I would truly, truly appreciate it. Ask questions, make comments, and we will go off of those questions and comments. Wow, life's journey. I've had so many. I think I want to share, okay, I know I want to share probably one of the most recent journeys, because there are so many journeys. It's not just one journey. We go on many, and you could say we have one major journey with lots of little side trips, but I think we have many journeys. And one of my journeys is the journey that I've been on for the last, three and a half, four years. About 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to do some things, and one of them was to be in a documentary, and had some falling out with the producer, and things got pretty ugly. And I'm not going to go into details of that and not badmouth anybody, but we'd had some disagreements. And shortly after that disagreement, I had falling out with some other people. And again, not going to say it's one person's fault or another. There were just circumstances that were not conducive. And then the final one was there were some unfortunate events that took place, and some untruths that were told about my spouse and I. And so another group that we had been very, very close to, we became estranged from, because we didn't want that kind of negativity in our life. But with all of those things happening one after another in about it was under a year. I really began to doubt myself. And I began to doubt the world. And I have been teaching motivational topics, soft skill topics, things like living a positive life, like living first class. And that first class is what you want to wake up in the morning and do, not necessarily being in the front of the airplane, but living first class. Communications, how to deal with difficult people. That's a big one. You know, things of those nature. I've been teaching those from stage as well as in small class settings for over 30 years. And so I knew how to do all those things. I knew positivity. I knew how to pull myself up out of the darkness. I was a coach and consultant for over 30 years as well. And I coached people on getting out of those ruts and those negative places and becoming more positive. But when you get in that, you need guidance. And even though you already know the things, you need guidance from somebody else to stand back and see the big picture that you can't see. And I was needing that. And at that point, I didn't have that. And anybody that says they have a coach, you want to make sure your coach has a coach, because if they don't, they're not growing and progressing. And I didn't have a coach at that moment. So it was time for me to reach out and get a coach. And I procrastinated. I'll be honest with you. I procrastinated. And I think that all of us do that sometimes. We know what we're supposed to be doing. I've got dry mouth. Give me a moment. We know what we're supposed to be doing, but something prevents us from doing it. Well, I finally reached out and found a great coach. And this great coach happened to also be a shaman. And he is one of the chiefs of the Sachalan tribe there in Ecuador, where we live. And as he coached me through these things, I started seeing that this journey I was on and these changes of relationships, let's say, was actually something that I needed to go through and experience, because I'd never experienced anything quite like that in my life. And I needed to experience for a variety of reasons. One, I needed that negativity out of my life. And anybody who has negativity in your life, look and see where it's coming from. And communicate fully. See if there's something you can do to change the situation. You know, let the other people or person know that their behavior, not them, because it's not them, it's their behavior that causes the problem, that their behavior is causing you an issue, and that you would appreciate it if they would take into consideration what it is that is causing, and if they would do something a little bit different. And you'll find 9 out of 10 times people are thrilled to do that, and they will do that. They'll reconfigure what they do. They'll do something a little bit different. And this is as simple as, and I got one that does it. It's as simple as somebody who just taps. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that in the mic, but they do the tap, 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 and it drives you crazy. But if you say, you know, when you tap your pen like that, it drives me insane. Is there something else you can do? And people tap their pens just as a nervous tick. So, you know, maybe they'll get a rubber band and they'll play with the rubber band instead. Or, I mean, there's stress toys, kinds of things they can do. And 9 out of 10 times, people are willing to do something a little bit different. That 10th time, though, that person is not either willing or able to make those changes. And you have two choices in life. One, again, you can do something about it, which is communicate, try and get it to change, or you can let it go and say, you know what, it's not a big deal, and I'm not going to let it bother me. And that's easier said than done. So really, communicate or do something about it is your best choice. But another thing for do something about it is, you may need to remove yourself from the situation. Remove yourself from the situation. And the reason you want to remove yourself from the situation is because you can't change them, but you can change you and where you're at. You can change your perspective, and that is maybe letting it go. But sometimes you just have to be in a different place. And that leads me to the crabs in the bucket that we talked about a couple of weeks ago on Karenisms. If you put one crab in a bucket, it's going to crawl out. I mean, it's gone. So you have to put a lid on it very quickly. However, if you have two or more crabs in that bucket, the crabs will not leave, because the other crabs will grab it and pull it down. It will pull it down. These crabs, there is something in their psyche that will not allow someone else to escape. And they will sometimes mutilate each other to keep them from coming and climbing out of the pot. And so, you know, you have two crabs in the bucket. You don't need a lid on it because they'll never get out. And those people who don't care that it's bothering you, or it's something you just can't let go of, they're just negative, or they're rude, or they're narcissist. I can't say that word. They're bad. They're nobody's bad, but they do things that pull you down, and they're not willing to change that. Then you really need to remove yourself from that situation, because you can only be hit with so much negativity before it seeps into your own body, and you can't help but absorb some of that. And no matter how hard you fight that, as you absorb it, it sneaks into those crevices, and it does impact your life, and other people can feel it and see it. As I was going through these things, I would go to events where I knew the people and they were positive and beautiful and wonderful. And they would say, wow, you have, you know, energy vampire in your life, because something's sucking the energy right out of you. You're not the Karen that we know. You're not the Karen we love. You know, something's happening. What's going on? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. And I thought I was. I'm fine. I'm positive. I understand people do the things they do. And I, you know, their behavior does not impact my eternal salvation. But then I found that their behavior doesn't, but my behavior toward it does. And my behavior of just trying to let it go and ignoring it was not the right behavior for me to actually have that negativity removed. And so I had to remove myself from the situations, and from all of them, I had to remove myself. And by doing so, if you're a crab, you're now out of that bucket. You don't have to worry about the others mutilating you to keep you down and keep you where they think you belong. So I tell that as a precursor, but I finally got this coach, fabulous, wonderful coach. He saw things from the outside. He helped me deal with some things I had to deal with. And he looked at me one day and he said, you know, I am a Satchelon shaman. I'm one of the chiefs of this community. And he said, and you've got some skills that I don't know that you're aware of. And he says, some would call it psychic abilities, but they're definitely skills that a shaman would have, and that you would be a phenomenal shaman. And normally shamans go through years and years and years and years of training. And we laughed because I had been studying shamanism on and off for over 20 years. And that was something I didn't think I could ever obtain. But you know, with his encouragement, you know, he'd ask questions like, well, can you? And I said, well, yeah, but can't everybody? No. Can you? Well, yeah, but doesn't everyone? No. And so we did those kinds of things. And he finally said, I want you to come and stay at the village and study with me for a time. And I'd like to help you get through all of the ordinations so that you can become an actual shaman. And so I went and stayed there. But what I didn't know until I arrived is that there are five shamans that are chief shamans for this this group of people. And this this tribe, the other shamans were like, the other chiefs are like, no, she is not an indigenous to our tribe. Or, you know, she's not indigenous. And we don't want someone outside of the tribe coming in, and definitely not want to teach them, especially some white woman. I mean, how on earth could she possibly come in and learn the things that we need to know and we do? Because they rely heavily on their ancestors. And he said, I take full responsibility for her. You're going to love her. She needs to be here. And, you know, you don't have to do anything. Just let me bring her in and take care of her. And so I went in and I lived there for a while. And I studied 24/7 and I practiced 24/7. And they do in college, they call them practicums, where you have to actually practice or show the skills and do it on somebody else and pass it. And then they, it was amazing. And there are so many different forms of shamanism, and we'll go over this in another show that I'm actually a guest on tomorrow. So if you've seen my posts and things on Facebook, then you'll want to look at that. But there are many, many modalities to shamanism. And I narrowed mine down to, you know, four or five of them. And those are things that I studied and studied and studied. You know, one of them was energy flow. It was energy with the ancestors. It was reading people and being able to get in touch with their psyche and their energy. And that's the one that I naturally didn't know that that was a gift given to me by God when I was born. I can look people in the eye and I know things. I say I see things because people can wrap their brain around that, but I just know things about their past, sometimes their present, sometimes their future. And these things that I just see and I know are the things that their soul and their heart are wanting to come out at this time. And sometimes it's things they want to overcome or they need to overcome. And sometimes it's things that they just need an accolade on. They haven't been acknowledged for something great that they did, and they need somebody to acknowledge, hey, they did something great. So I went on this journey and I studied and studied and studied and I did my practicums. And then the day came where my shaman said, you know everything there is to know in this area. You'll continue to grow as you practice, but there's nothing more I can teach you. And he says, it's time. And so what happened is I had to pass the test on all five of my things with all five of the chiefs. And Juan passed me, no problem. And then the first chief came and I was just shaking because I knew he didn't want me there to begin with. And I thought, oh, he'll never pass me. Negative thoughts, get those out of your brain. And I thought, oh, he'll never pass me. And I did all of my stuff and he looked at me, didn't say anything. And I was like, okay. Hopefully I did okay. Next one, I did all of my skills. And this went on with all of them. And then they all got together and they said, not only did I pass, but they could feel the spirit of their ancestors with me. And so we did the ceremony to ordain me a shaman, and also an adoption to invite me to be part of their ancestry lineage so that I can call upon the ancestors when I'm doing work for them. And it's one of those things that is just powerful, really, really powerful. And so I got done with that and I thought, you know, I've got to use these skills. And so I started to incorporate these shamanic skills and this energy work and these readings and things with my coaching clients. And I didn't have a clue how much of a difference this would have, not only in my own life, but in other people's lives. And the spiritual journey that I began to climb through it brought me peace, and things would go on around me. And I'm in a whirlwind of changes and things right now. But as those things go on around me, I'm able to step back and feel peace and calmness and joy. And I'm able to meditate. And that's a whole nother lesson in itself. In fact, we're doing that on Karenisms, the next one that goes out on Monday. So, but meditate. I always went, oh, I can't meditate. I can't concentrate that long. But I learned that even if you pray, that's a form of meditation. That when you stop and just calm your mind and you try and focus on one thing and your mind wanders, that's okay. Your mind needs to focus on those things and you need to identify them and say, yes, I acknowledge you, and then move on or pull yourself back to the topic that you wanted to think about. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do and a lot of ways to go about it. But I was able to go on that journey, and where it took me was to a sense of peace. And what my clients tell me that it's done for them is it's given them a sense of peace, and it's helped them get through their stuff faster. Those that are clients of mine and those that know about my coaching, you know that I do a 6-month program, 3 months every week. And I not just, speak to you for an hour, but I do 3-4 hours worth of work. And I have members of my team that help with this work. And we do energy release. We do emotion release. We do energy building. We just do a lot of remote work. And the difference is night and day. So I do that for 3 months every week. And then the 3 months after that, we just meet periodically to make sure you're on the right track and you don't need anything else. But by the time those 3 months are up, my clients don't need me anymore because the topic they've come in and needed help with, we have resolved. And I really say that because of this journey that I went on and the understanding that I was able to get because of the first part of the journey that took me down the spiral to depression. And then it was coming out of that depression and then finally living with these beautiful people, the Sachalan tribe in Ecuador, just there outside the rainforest. And doing those things has brought peace and it's brought joy. And that's the kind of journey that I am so grateful for. And you don't need to go and stay at a shaman village and become a shaman, which, by the way, I did get ordained a shaman, so I am officially a shaman. But you don't have to do that. There are so many other things that you can do for yourself to find peace and to find joy and to find that overwhelming sense of love around you, love in the world, love for the world, love for nature, love for your fellow human being. And that doesn't mean you can't have a heavy heart. It doesn't mean that when negativity comes your way, that you just have a block up and it can't come in. Yeah, that negativity will come your way, but you will be better equipped with skills and techniques and getting that energy removed and or blocking it to begin with. And so it's important that you go on these journeys, and it's important that you recognize them, and it's important that you share them with the rest of us so that people know they have hope and they can do the things that they need to do. And there are a lot of things that you can do. And I'm going to actually, Jace, I'm going to put up a banner, but I have to type it in. So forgive me for a moment while I type it in. And whoops. And I may need to put on my old lady glasses to do it. If you go to https://drkarenperkins.com/affirm. https://drkarenperkins/affirm. And don't do www, do the https because they've not fixed my website yet for the www. But go to https /drkarenperkins.com/affirm. And you can get a free audio that is daily affirmations, positive daily affirmations. And this is a good way to start. And it's a good way to start your change in your beliefs about yourself and about the world. And I want you to know that those of you who join me week after week, I so appreciate you. And those that just pop in once in a while, I love you as well. And this is something that I think it's important that we hear other people's stories and journeys and things that they've been through and how they've overcome them, so that we can see we have hope, or so we can learn something new or gain a new technique or a new strategy for how we can do certain things in our lives. And so I hope that this week you were able to gain some kind of a strategy or a skill or something that you can use in your life. And I want to take a moment before I sign off and remind you all that we do Karenisms, that just it's short jokes, stories, things that have happened in life, comments, sharing other things with people, and some teachings. The next week we're going to teach about, and we were going to do it this week, but we had computer difficulties. So on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, had to stop and think about that, 1 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about different ways to meditate so that you can reconnect with your soul and how you can do really, really easy things to some things that are a little bit more difficult. And so we'll be doing that Monday. And then next Wednesday, we have another fabulous guest. We're going to see if we get Dr. Tony Alessandro on there. If not, I've got a couple of other people lined up and I don't want to spoil the surprise. So we'll start posting Friday about who's coming up and going to be here next week. And that being said, you guys have all been wonderful. And I really appreciate that you've come. And be sure again to like and subscribe and leave comments on YouTube and like and leave comments in Facebook or anywhere else that you get to see this show. That being said, may you find peace and joy in all that you do. Mwah. Ciao for now.